Voters across the province go to the polls on Saturday, October 19, to elect a premier and MLAs for 93 electoral districts, 5 of which are in Abbotsford. The Abbotsford News sent a list of 5 questions to each of the candidates in 3 of those local ridings: Abbotsford West, Abbotsford South, and Abbotsford Mission. All of the candidates responded, except Rhianne Gasper, the Conservative candidate in Abbotsford Mission. To see candidate responses for Langley Abbotsford, visit our sister paper, the Langley Advance Times, langleyadvancetimes.com. To see candidate responses for Chilliwack North, visit the Chilliwack Progress, theprogress.com. Abbotsford South, Amandeep Singh, Independent. Why should electors vote for you? Due to the fact that I am running as an independent candidate, I am not bound by the policies or guidelines of any political party. My primary focus is on listening to the people of Abbotsford South and responding directly to their needs. Healthcare workers, farmers, truckers, students, entrepreneurs, and many others face similar challenges. I understand these challenges and concerns of our community because I too experience them firsthand. I believe that by coming together, we can find common solutions to these issues. My approach is straightforward: put the needs of the people first. That is the only policy that matters to me. I am a God-fearing person. I believe in serving God Almighty, and in doing so, I am dedicated to serving His people. If you truly want to see change and seek someone who will advocate for the rights of Abbotsford's hard-working residents, I am the candidate for you. That's why I believe I am the best choice for voters. Abbotsford's and the province's healthcare system is overburdened and understaffed. What would you do to improve this? To address the strain on overburdened and understaffed hospitals, we must implement changes across several areas. Streamlining healthcare education by integrating post-secondary courses in high school could reduce the time needed to enter the workforce, as seen in countries like Iceland, where students graduate high school with 1 to 2 years of college credits. This would help alleviate staffing shortages. Additionally, flexible scheduling can prevent burnout and improve staff retention. Advocacy for tax reforms, such as provincial tax reductions and deductions for expenses like transit, parking, and meals, would further support healthcare workers. Long-term solutions include affordable housing near hospitals for employees and the establishment of specialized treatment centers to reduce wait times. Simplifying the integration of foreign-trained healthcare professionals would also expand the workforce. Finally, adopting innovations from advanced hospital systems abroad could improve hospital design and operations, ensuring sustainability and efficiency. Abbotsford's rate of homelessness continues to rise. What steps would you take to address this issue? To address the homelessness situation in Abbotsford, it's crucial to start by engaging with the individuals living in encampments to understand their specific needs and work alongside them to develop practical solutions. A key step is increasing the availability of affordable housing, ensuring that everyone can afford shelter. Countries like Norway and Denmark have successfully implemented the Housing First model, which prioritizes permanent housing for homeless individuals without preconditions. This approach could be adopted in BC to provide relief while also offering comprehensive social services that support vulnerable populations. Early intervention through prevention programs is also vital, as it can stop people from losing their homes in the first place. Additionally, creating accessible training programs for those interested in taking certifications in trades, arts, or culinary fields can empower individuals to become self-sufficient. Overall, efforts should be made to reduce land and housing costs across BC, ensuring affordability for all. Over the last year, Abbotsford has had numerous protests calling for the end of the SOGI 123 resource in schools. What are your thoughts on this? SOGI 123 is a sensitive topic for many, and it's essential to differentiate between bullying and gender ideology. Parents have the right to know what their children are being taught, including topics like SOGI 123. If a parent or student wishes to explore this resource, the request should originate from the parent or guardian. Moreover, these discussions should ideally be limited to mature high school students, introduced only with parental approval. It's crucial for schools to engage in open conversations with parents regarding resources like SOGI 123 before having them available in the schools even as a resource. This approach ensures that parents have a voice in their children's education while fostering a respectful and inclusive learning environment. While no child should experience bullying, the introduction of such topics in schools should require parental consent. Otherwise, they shouldn't be included at all, and as a result, throughout the past year, we have seen parents raise their voices to remove SOGI 123 through protests. Abbotsford's rate of toxic drug deaths continues to rise. What solutions would you offer? To tackle the issue of toxic drug-related deaths in Abbotsford, it is crucial to explore successful strategies implemented by other countries. Providing comprehensive medical and social support for individuals grappling with addiction is essential, as they cannot be left without a safe place to turn for help. One proven approach in preventing toxic deaths is the widespread distribution of naloxone, which has been effectively utilized by healthcare providers and community organizations worldwide. Education and community engagement play pivotal roles in combating this crisis. It's vital to develop strategies that foster social integration and provide support to those in vulnerable situations. Additionally, ensuring access to treatment facilities is critical. Early intervention is key to minimizing harm and preventing the escalation of addiction into a more severe crisis. By adopting these practices, we can significantly reduce drug-related fatalities and enhance the overall well-being of our community. Bruce Bannman, Conservative Party of BC. Why should electors vote for you? Electors should vote for me because I have a proven track record of getting results. As Abbotsford's former mayor and current MLA, I have always put the needs of our community first. I was the first mayor in 18.5 years to deliver a 0% tax increase without cutting services or laying off employees, showing that responsible governance is possible. My experience in local government and business gives me the tools to bring a common-sense approach to provincial issues. I joined the Conservative Party to continue fighting for real change and make Abbotsford a place where families thrive. Abbotsford's, and the province's, healthcare system is overburdened and understaffed. What would you do to improve this? Our healthcare system is struggling, and we need to find innovative solutions. First, we must recruit and retain more healthcare professionals by offering incentives for those who serve in high-need areas like Abbotsford. I also support reducing administrative red tape so doctors and nurses can focus on patient care instead of paperwork. Additionally, I will push for more funding to expand mental health services and senior care, two critical areas where Abbotsford falls behind. A more efficient and patient-focused healthcare system will reduce wait times and provide better care for everyone. Abbotsford's rate of homelessness continues to rise. What steps would you take to address this issue? Homelessness is a complex issue that requires a balanced approach. We need to provide better access to affordable housing, which is why I'll advocate for more affordable housing developments, especially for low-income families and those at risk of homelessness. However, addressing homelessness also means tackling the root causes, such as mental health issues and addiction. I will push for more addiction recovery centers and mental health services to help individuals get the support they need. By combining housing solutions with comprehensive care, we can start to break the cycle of homelessness in Abbotsford. Over the last year, Abbotsford has had numerous protests calling for the end of the SOGI 123 resource in schools. What are your thoughts on this? I believe parents should have a say in their children's education, especially on sensitive topics like sexual orientation and gender identity. While I support the idea that all students should feel safe and included at school, I also understand the concerns of parents who feel that SOGI 123 doesn't align with their values. There needs to be more transparency and community consultation around these programs. Schools should focus on providing a well-rounded education that respects the diversity of all families while ensuring that parents are kept informed and involved in the curriculum. Abbotsford's rate of toxic drug deaths continues to rise. What solutions would you offer? The rise in toxic drug deaths is a tragic reality, and we need a comprehensive approach to address it. First, we must expand access to addiction recovery programs and mental health services, ensuring that people struggling with substance use can get the help they need. I also believe in increasing support for law enforcement to crack down on the trafficking of dangerous drugs. Prevention is key as well, and I will advocate for more education on the risks of drug use in schools and community programs. Addressing the opioid crisis requires both compassion for those affected and strong action to keep our streets safe. Finally, considering the recent tragic death of 2 13-year-olds due to overdoses, we need to support parents' rights to put children in treatment when needed. Sarah Cooner, NDP. Why should electors vote for you? As a lifelong Abbotsford resident, I will advocate for the needs of our community. I will bring a fresh perspective rooted in personal experience and cultural understanding to the legislature and channel my passion, dedication, and vision to ensure that Abbotsford South thrives. I am here for the long haul. I see that the challenges of the future are already at our doorstep, and the way to mitigate these concerns is to move forward with a steadfast focus, working proactively for the preservation of agricultural practices, water storage, food security, housing, cost of living, and equitable and quality health care. My education and career have prepared me to meet the residents of Abbotsford where there is need and to advocate for them in Victoria. Abbotsford's and the province's healthcare system is overburdened and understaffed. What would you do to improve this? Too many people in our community are unable to access the healthcare they need when it is needed. This is what the entire BCNDP team and I are prepared to take action to provide a robust public healthcare system that is accessible and efficient. We must improve working conditions and build viable recruitment and retention measures to ensure that doctors, nurses, and healthcare professionals remain local. We have worked with healthcare unions, hired 800-plus new doctors, prepared the opening for a new in-province medical school, opened urgent and primary care centers, and ensured new long-term care beds are available to our residents. We're not done. I will keep working with our local health authorities, healthcare unions, and facilities to ensure that safe, effective, and efficient care is accessible to all. John Rusted's BC Conservatives are planning to cut healthcare funding by $4.1 billion. Our community simply cannot afford this. Abbotsford's rate of homelessness continues to rise. What steps would you take to address this issue? We need a multi-angled approach to addressing this concern. As the cost of living is at an all-time high, homelessness is becoming a real risk for many. We must expand affordable housing, invest in new developments, and ensure existing housing is maintained and upgraded, and improve access to financial and employment supports to help people maintain family and housing stability. These initiatives can benefit all residents of Abbotsford, whether they are renters, landlords, or new home buyers, and I am prepared to move forward with that goal in mind. Another instrumental approach is to work on harm reduction and on destigmatizing while integrating mental health addiction services with housing initiatives to provide a holistic approach that addresses potential causes for homelessness for some residents. We also need to empower and partner with other existing community agencies and local nonprofits which serve as preventative measures to combat future concerns with homelessness. Over the last year, Abbotsford has had numerous protests calling for the end of the SOGI 123 resource in schools. What are your thoughts on this? There is much misinformation about SOGI 123. This is not an initiative designed to indoctrinate young people. It is an attempt to foster respectful, understanding, and safe environments for students. No teachers in our community have been given permission to tell children what to think, wear, or feel. The focus remains and will always remain on education. Children today are hearing terms that we didn't hear a decade ago, but this isn't about teaching them what to be. It is simply about teaching children to respect people who are different. Remember that historically, our schools ignored contributions from people of color, but are now inclusive and representative of different races and cultures. Just as we've worked to reduce racism, we must embrace acceptance here. SOGI 123 simply provides teachers with the language needed to acknowledge the diversity that exists around students in our communities. Abbotsford's rate of toxic drug deaths continues to rise. What solutions would you offer? the toxic drug crisis has taken far too many lives. These are our neighbors, our friends, and our family members. We have to throw everything we've got at this crisis, which means overdose prevention, treatment, and support to get people back on their feet. The BCNDP is taking action on all fronts to fight the toxic drug crisis. This includes opening more beds and building new treatment facilities across the province so that more people can get the help they need. We have also launched new, dignified secure care so that people with severe mental illness, addiction and brain injuries can get help to keep themselves safe. We are committed to getting people with addictions the right care in the right place when they are ready, with tailored, publicly funded treatment and support, from detox to aftercare. We will do everything we can to get people the help they need. Abbotsford West, James Davison, Independent. Why should electors vote for you? Our community deserves leadership that listens, acts, and delivers real results. This vision is built upon five key areas: education, agriculture, healthcare, addiction recovery, and government accountability. British Columbians have been left behind when it comes to tax dollars being spent on initiatives that we simply do not align with. We cannot afford another 4 years of careless government spending. We only get this opportunity to elect and build strong leadership in BC once every 4 years. We need to elect a fair and just government that is accountable to the people. MLAs need to fully read the bills to understand new policies prior to passing legislation. This has been bypassed. It's time to pivot from big party politics and British Columbians to thrive. Abbotsford's and the province's healthcare system is overburdened and understaffed. What would you do to improve this? Healthcare should be driven by what's best for patients, not political agendas or corporate interests. We will restore integrity by removing external influences from medical decisions, ensuring that they are based on scientific principles and patient welfare. Healthcare in Abbotsford should be equitable, efficient, and above all, focused on the well-being of its residents. We will improve access to healthcare services by eliminating administrative bottlenecks and reducing wait times. Decisions about medical treatments will be guided by science, ethics, and the needs of the community, not political ideologies. Abbotsford's rate of homelessness continues to rise. What steps would you take to address this issue? British Columbia has become the most expensive province to live in Canada. Housing in this province must be more affordable, and expediting permits for development and building must become a priority in BC. BC bureaucrats have prohibited builders for too long. We must create a structured list of permits that are required to eliminate the hindrances and roadblocks that are slowing down progress of developing affordable homes in BC. This will lower the cost of buying homes, whilst lowering the costs for renters to have affordable housing. Over the last year, Abbotsford has had numerous protests calling for the end of the SOGI 123 resource in schools. What are your thoughts on this? Under the guise of inclusion, we have seen a tremendous invasion of privacy. Schools are entrusted to teach literacy, mathematics, science, economics, and the arts. As a parent and grandfather, I see gender-sharing restrooms and change rooms very distasteful and disruptive. Children naturally learn about their sexuality in their own processing of how they feel as they reach puberty. Of course, I believe in parental guidance, and children have the right to identify as their pronoun of choice and/or the opposite sex in school. However, this information is kept secret from parents, which is a breach of trust to the safeguarding of our children. I stand with parents that want the SOGI 123 program eliminated from the education sector. School is not a place of celebrating sexual preferences and gender ideologies, it's a place of empowerment for knowledge, learning, and developing life skills, not ideological and political influences from classrooms. Abbotsford's rate of toxic drug deaths continues to rise. What solutions would you offer? The current approach to addiction through the concept of safe supply has not delivered the desired outcomes. We must pivot away from the safe supply approach to addiction management. We must develop comprehensive rehabilitation programs that address mental health, education, and job training that provide opportunities for individuals to reintegrate into the workforce and society, ensuring addiction recovery centers are well-funded and staffed with professionals dedicated to long-term recovery. KORKY Neufeld, Conservative Party of BC. Why should electors vote for you? Electors should vote for me because I offer a strong, common-sense approach and bring a strong record of leadership and service. I am committed to addressing the issues that affect our daily lives, making life more affordable, restoring safety to our streets, and ensuring access to quality health care. I stand with Abbotsford families, small businesses, and communities who want practical solutions, not empty promises. I will work tirelessly to bring positive change to Abbotsford, focusing on real results that will improve your quality of life. Let's rebuild our province with policies that put people first. Abbotsford's and the province's healthcare system is overburdened and understaffed. What would you do to improve this? Our healthcare system needs immediate reform. I will push for the patient's first model, prioritizing patient care over bureaucracy. We can reduce wait times and improve outcomes by increasing funding for frontline healthcare workers, reducing administrative red tape, and expanding access to doctors and nurses. We will also reinstate healthcare workers who lost their jobs due to mandates and create incentives for more doctors and nurses to serve Abbotsford and other high-need areas. Our goal is a healthcare system that works for everyone, with timely, high-quality care available to all residents. Abbotsford's rate of homelessness continues to rise. What steps would you take to address this issue? Homelessness is a complex issue, but we must address its root causes: mental health, addiction, and lack of affordable housing. I support building secure mental health facilities to provide proper treatment for those at risk, alongside comprehensive rehabilitation services. We also need to ensure affordable housing options for our most vulnerable while reversing failed policies like tent cities and the unchecked distribution of drugs. By taking a balanced, compassionate approach, focusing on rehabilitation and affordable housing, we can reduce homelessness and restore safety and dignity to our community. Over the last year, Abbotsford has had numerous protests calling for the end of the SOGI 123 resource in schools. What are your thoughts on this? I believe that parents should have a voice in their children's education, especially on sensitive issues like gender identity and sexual orientation. The current SOGI 123 resource has created division, and we need a balanced, age-appropriate approach that respects family values while fostering an inclusive environment. Schools should focus on academics, allowing parents to guide their children on personal matters. My priority is ensuring that education serves all students without imposing political ideology while protecting parental rights and promoting respectful dialogue in our community. Abbotsford's rate of toxic drug deaths continues to rise. What solutions would you offer? The rise in toxic drug deaths is devastating, and we need real solutions, not failed policies. I stand against the current Safe Supply program, which has done little to prevent addiction or save lives. Instead, we must focus on expanding rehabilitation and treatment options, including voluntary and mandatory rehab programs. By increasing police presence in areas plagued by drug activity and shutting down drug dens, we can restore safety to our streets. My plan prioritizes treatment, recovery, and law enforcement to tackle the root of the crisis and help individuals reclaim their lives. Graham Hutchison, NDP. Why should electors vote for you? I have been a part of the Abbotsford community for 25 years and I am known primarily for my commitment to the community through soccer and my leadership in the labor movement. My experience as a youth worker, soccer referee, and community volunteer shows my passion for fostering a strong, inclusive community. With a background in IT and business both as a university professor and in the private sector, I understand the challenges faced by working families, small businesses, and students. As president of a large labor union representing 14,000 members, I've fought for fair wages, better working conditions, and public services that benefit all. I'm running to address key issues in Abbotsford, from healthcare and housing to supporting farmers and local businesses. With deep roots in the community, I will work tirelessly on your behalf and be a strong voice for the people of Abbotsford. Abbotsford's, and the province's healthcare system is overburdened and understaffed. What would you do to improve this? Whether you're part of a growing community, caring for ill or aging family members, or looking to start a family of your own, everyone deserves access to healthcare when they need it. We must listen to our healthcare professionals and address workload issues by focusing on recruitment, retention, and ensuring they have the support and resources they need. Expanding training programs for nurses and doctors, along with creating pathways for internationally trained professionals, can also help solve staffing shortages. Expanding community-based health services, like mental health and addiction care, can reduce hospital strain and wait times. Strengthening primary care networks and preventive services would ensure people receive care earlier and reduce the need for emergency room visits. With Abbotsford's growing population, investing in our hospital infrastructure and long-term care facilities is critical. Meanwhile, the Conservative government's proposed $4.1 billion cut to healthcare would reduce staffing and increase wait times. Abbotsford's rate of homelessness continues to rise. What steps would you take to address this issue? Everyone deserves a home and to feel safe in their community. David Eby and the BCNDP are taking action to build housing and strengthen services to prevent people from losing their homes in the first place. Today, thousands of people have a home with supports because of David Eby's actions. Almost 6,000 supportive homes have opened since 2017, and over 2,700 more are on the way. I will continue to advocate for better coordination between local agencies, churches and nonprofit organizations, and the provincial government to ensure critical services such as mental health care, addiction treatment, and job training are available. When in government, John Rusted allowed youth in care to age out at 19 without support, and in 2012, he slashed affordable housing investments by a staggering 75%. We cannot afford to abandon vulnerable British Columbians right now, or ever. Over the last year, Abbotsford has had numerous protests calling for the end of the SOGI 123 resource in schools. What are your thoughts on this? All kids in this province should feel safe and supported in and outside their classrooms. SOGI is a set of materials like handouts and activities that are designed to teach kids that it's not okay to bully people no matter who they are. SOGI was brought in by the BC Liberals in 2016 and has not changed. BC Liberal MLAs like John Rusted supported it for years, and nothing about SOGI has changed since then. SOGI is not about teaching anyone to be a certain sexual orientation or gender. It is not about imposing values. It's simply about teaching kids to respect people who are different. I will continue to advocate for a province where every student, regardless of their gender or sexual orientation, feels safe, respected, and included. Abbotsford's rate of toxic drug deaths continues to rise. What solutions would you offer? Virtually everyone knows someone impacted by this crisis, and there is no single solution. We need a multifaceted approach that includes listening to professionals and first responders who work directly with those impacted. Key steps include enhancing mental health and addiction support, expanding culturally sensitive treatment programs, and adding more treatment beds. Public education, especially for children, about the dangers of toxic drugs is essential. Collaboration with health authorities and community groups for outreach and support is critical. Finally, we must reduce the stigma, stop judgment, and encourage people to seek help while providing them with the support they need. Addiction is a health issue, not a criminal justice one. Abbotsford Mission, Pam Alexis, NDP. Why should electors vote for you? I believe I deserve your vote because I am deeply committed to our community in Abbotsford. My track record shows that I consistently deliver results that enhance the lives of our residents. Over the years, I've listened to your concerns and understood your dreams. This connection allows me to effectively represent you at the cabinet table in Victoria, advocating for our shared priorities. I value collaboration with local organizations to create solutions that benefit us all. Listening is the foundation of my leadership, and I welcome your ideas, feedback, and frustrations. Your insights guide my decision-making. My love for Abbotsford inspires me to work tirelessly for positive change. I'm motivated by our vibrant neighborhoods and hardworking families. When you vote for me, you're choosing a representative dedicated to ensuring everyone thrives. Thank you for considering my candidacy. Together, we can build a brighter future for Abbotsford. Abbotsford's and the province's healthcare system is overburdened and understaffed. What would you do to improve this? Too many people in our community are struggling to get the care they need, when and where they need it. To address the challenges facing Abbotsford's healthcare system, we need to advocate for increased funding and staffing. Recent BC government initiatives, such as the 2022 upgrades to Abbotsford Regional Hospital and the opening of the Urgent Primary Care Center, have improved access to care for our community. However, we must continue to build on this progress. Strengthening partnerships with local healthcare organizations and prioritizing the recruitment and retention of healthcare professionals are essential. By creating incentives for healthcare workers to stay in Abbotsford, we can alleviate staffing shortages and enhance patient outcomes. John and Rusted and the BC Conservatives are planning to cut $4.1 billion from healthcare. Residents of Abbotsford cannot afford this. We need to build better, stronger services for our community. This is my top priority. Together, we can ensure that Abbotsford's healthcare system meets the needs of our residents, providing accessible, high-quality care for all. Your health and well-being are my top priorities. Abbotsford's rate of homelessness continues to rise. What steps would you take to address this issue? As a BC NDP candidate, I am committed to enhancing our approach to homelessness in Abbotsford through compassionate and proactive solutions. We are building supportive and affordable housing, alongside robust support services, to ensure homelessness is infrequent and short-lived. Since 2017, 6,000 supportive homes have opened and 2,700 are underway across British Columbia. In Abbotsford alone, 400 homes are open or underway, and the Rental Protection Fund will ensure existing affordable rentals are protected for those who need them. These investments will ensure people at risk of homelessness can stay in their homes. Help prevent people from losing their homes in the first place, and any cuts will derail the progress we have made. While our priority is getting people into the long-term housing they need, we continue our work in partnership with local governments and nonprofits to open necessary shelter space across the province. Like this past April, where we announced 220 new shelter spaces were coming to Abbotsford. When he was in government, Rusted's cuts tripled homelessness. We can't let that happen again. Over the last year, Abbotsford has had numerous protests calling for the end of the SOGI 123 resource in schools. What are your thoughts on this? The BC NDP and I believe that every student deserves to feel safe and included when they are at school. Fostering welcoming and respectful environments ensures that every child can thrive, regardless of their background or abilities. Hate is not acceptable in our community. That is why we established no-go zones around schools, to protect kids from being disrupted by aggressive or hateful protests. It is now illegal to harass kids while they're trying to learn or play at school, and I will continue to advocate for safe, positive, and quality learning environments for our kids. And I want to assure any parents who may have concerns about the education their child receives that they can always bring those concerns to their child's teacher or principal. Abbotsford's rate of toxic drug deaths continues to rise. What solutions would you offer? I am deeply committed to addressing the toxic drug crisis with compassion and urgency. The tragic loss of lives in our community is heartbreaking, and we must honor those we've lost by implementing effective solutions. Addiction is a health matter, not a criminal justice one, and we must continue to build a system where everyone has access to treatment when they need it. David Eby and the BC NDP are taking action on all fronts to fight the toxic drug crisis. This includes overdose prevention, treatment, and support to get people back on their feet. Meanwhile, John Rusted would make cuts to the healthcare services people need. Our communities cannot afford that.